That's good preaching right there. Amen. Amen. Don't you look in Proverbs 3. I'm going to read a few verses here in Proverbs chapter 3. I thank God for the good word tonight. I'm appreciative for what I've heard to preach tonight. And that time God's going to help them brothers. And we'll try to say a little something tonight and not hold you too long. But chapter 3 is a very familiar chapter of the book of Proverbs. Solomon said, get wisdom. And that's the main thing he's talking about in the book of Proverbs. We read it every day and try to thank God, get some help from it. We go through it by the month and by the day. And in Proverbs 3, the first verse, he said, my son, forget not my law. Amen. He said, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Amen. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be held to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. I want to talk to you tonight just a minute on verse number 6. The Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. I thank God tonight that he shall. I'm glad the word shall's in the Bible. That means he'll do it. Amen. What it says is what he does. Amen. Shall, thank God, direct thy paths. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Amen. We need to look to him. Thank God in every way we go, we need to acknowledge him. Amen. Without him, it's just our vanity. It's just our way of life. Amen. That we have no progress in. Thank God for his God. We're born into the kingdom of God by his spirit. The Holy Ghost guides us and leads us into all truth. But I'm thinking about that verse tonight. Amen. Being led or directed by God. Amen. In all thy ways. That means everything. I think if we could just get that tonight in our mind and heart, thank God to let him direct our path. Amen. We don't always do the same thing. Thank God we got to look to him. Listen, God gets glory out of unusual things sometimes. It never would have been of God, of a man thinking about what God would do in this scripture. Had it not been God setting this thing up and leading men's pathway, it never would have been a thought, amen, of things that we read in the scripture tonight, how God brought forth the deliverance and victory, God, by just acknowledging his way. A lot of times we're trying to figure him out, try to figure out what way that God wants us to go, but brother, he might, God, tell us to do something we wouldn't even think of that would bring victory to our soul tonight. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Amen. I think about them men in the Bible. Amen. I think about Gideon. Amen. Thank God he had all these men, was going to go fight the Midianites. Amen. He would have went with them too if God hadn't told him. Amen. Thank God that they need to go. Amen. If they're afraid, they don't need to fight. Amen. And you can't fight afraid. He said, if you're afraid, amen, go on to the house. Amen. Thank God he went from 30, I believe, it's 32,000. Amen. About 10,000. I think about 22,000. I might have left him on that day. And God said, you still have too many. And brethren, you can have too many sometime. Amen. That he said, you'll vaunt yourself. You'll make pride of yourself. And say, look what we've done. Hey, listen, friend and I. Amen. God don't need a lot. He just needs you to obey him. I'm telling you, we've forgot the Holy Ghost in these days. We've tried to run the church without him. We've tried to preach without him. Amen. We've tried to sing without him. But it don't work. It's not entertainment. Amen. It's not my friend and I coming up with a slick three-point outline and a poem. Amen. It's just following the Holy Ghost. Amen. However God tells you to do it. But brethren, listen. He got them down there. And he said, we're going to have to take a water drinking test. Amen. And brethren, listen. They took them, thank God. My friend that drunk the water right. Amen. Lapped it up like a dog. Amen. Listen. They had 300 men, thank God, that went, thank God, against the Midianites. And he put them all in place and told them what to do. Amen. And said, just look on me. Amen. Amen. They broke them pitchers. Amen. Thank God. They thought the whole crowd was after them. Amen. God's light shined, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. Amen. They turned their own self. Amen. And God gave victory. I'm telling you, God knows what to do tonight. Hey, friend, a lot of times we think, well, what he's telling me just don't line up. Amen. Well, praise God, if he told you to line up, it'll do right. Brother, listen, you got to step out a little bit. Amen. Listen, we wouldn't have listened to him, but if we acknowledge him in all ways, he'll direct our path. I'm glad for that tonight. I think about David. Thank God when he went down to fight Goliath. Amen. He already had in his mind. Amen. He went down to the king and said, look, I fought a lion and bear. Hey, amen. And God, amen, give me victory over them. But this giant that's speaking against the nation, he said he's an uncircumcised Philistine. Amen. I believe God was directing his path. There's one thing I won't tell you tonight. Amen. When Saul tried to put his armor on him, it would not work. He hadn't proved it. And I'm telling you, we can't go with unproven stuff. I'm telling you, this old book tonight's always, thank God, the proven thing tonight. And the Holy Ghost, the author, is a proven thing. Amen. He is God. And brethren, I'm telling you, he'll, thank God, direct your path. Amen. He went down to the brook. I believe God directed his path. Amen. Down to the brook. And he got on his knees and got five smooth stones out and put them in the shepherd bag. Amen. Thank God. And brethren, listen, he ran toward the giant. Amen. Slang. He had a slang. He was a slinger. Amen. He slung it. And it popped him in the head, the stone did. And sunk in his forehead and knocked him to the ground. Amen. What a thank God victory. And he took the glass sword out. Thank God, and cut his head off. Amen. I'm telling you, God directed his path. I'm telling you not, no matter how you are. He's a youth and a ruddy youth. But God was with him. It don't matter how old you are, as long as God's with you. And God's directing your path down this way. Because I'm telling you, if you acknowledge him in your life and go with God. Hey, friend, we've got too many Baptist thoughts. And we got too many thoughts tonight. Thank God from man instead of the Holy Ghost. I want God in my heart. I tell you, brother, listen. I've had God to tell me in my prayer room. Thank God, friend, we got the singing in there. And the Holy Ghost said, stand up. Amen. And sing to him. Thank God, I get out of my chair and sing. And it's more unction in it. Because I'm just doing what he said. I know people think it's a little superstitious sometimes. Thank God, to do things different. But brethren, I'm telling you, thank God, you get in with God and acknowledge him and follow his path. It'll work every time. No matter what he tells you, if you know it's God and you acknowledge him, he'll direct the paths of God tonight. Amen. That's what the problem is in this day. We don't acknowledge him. Amen. We don't acknowledge God tonight. Amen. We need to acknowledge him tonight in all thy ways. Brother, listen. Amen. This is your little thought, Brother Kevin, preaching. And this little thought that God give me, he shall. I mean, he shall, praise God. He shall direct thy path if you acknowledge him. Amen. Thank God. If God says shall, you can count on it. Amen. That's the old brother, listen. Old Brother Messick told me one time. I said, what do old Brother Dyer believe it come here? He said, Brother Dyer, why do you believe about sinners?
getting saved. Amen. Oh, Brother Dyer was a pastor in here. And Brother Dyer said, when he shall come. Amen. I like that. Praise God. All that the Father give me shall come. Amen. I like the old shall come. Amen. If the shall comes, then the shall come. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Amen. Whoever shall call, amen, upon him. Amen. If you get the call, you see, whosoever believeth, whosoever will, whosoever shall. Ain't God, but the shall comes going to get in you. Ain't God to push you and deal with you and convict you and put you in a condition. Ain't God, you see, you can't look nowhere but to him. Hey, friend, even in the Christian life, amen, God's going to get you there. Why do you think Paul went through the thorn of the flesh? Amen. He wouldn't be exalted above measure. God let that thorn lay in him. And brethren, he prayed 3 times. And God said, I ain't taking it, but I'll give you grace to bear it. Amen. I want you to live by grace every day. I don't want you to live in glory in what you've seen and what you heard in the third heaven. I want you to do business here. I want you to get grace every day. Amen. Buddy, sometimes you got to go to the well a couple times a day or more to get the grace you need. But I'm telling you, are you listening? It's worth it. I'm telling you. He said that the power of God might rest upon me. Amen. I'll glory in my infirmities. I'll glory in my necessities and what I go through in this life, because grace is sufficient and it's enough tonight. But brother, I need it every day. There's thorns in our flesh that hinder us along this way, but there's a God in heaven tonight, amen, that's got the grace you need every day you live to go to him and talk to him and get it and acknowledge him who he is and let God help you in this way. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's the way it is. Listen, it ain't an easy path. He said, but he'll direct that path. It ain't an easy path. Amen. But it's a good path. And it's God's path. And it's the way of God. And when you can get to acknowledging him, boy, this thing's about me and him. And it's about you and him. And if we acknowledge him, I like that. Amen. I'm glad. Thank God. I'll try to help people as much as I can. I talk to them if I need to, and if they won't talk to me, they can. But brethren, listen. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Amen. That's right, him. Thank God. I'm glad every child of God, every New Testament Christian has an access out of him tonight. And brethren, you can come to him anytime you need to. I mean, you can come no matter what the problem is. You can come no matter what. Listen, thank God, we were at the workplace the other week. Amen. And Mary Ann said, y'all, we just need to pray about God giving us somebody here for this little old secretary job. Amen. And I said, well, that's the way to do it. Not him. Amen. And they told me last night, brother, and listen, they got a woman coming in. Amen. Somebody they knew. It was 2 days later. Amen. We got to praying and agreeing in prayer. Amen. I believe that's what that 2 or 3 are gathered together mean. That they gather together in prayer. And God's right in the midst of it. And brother, they get, listen, it don't matter what it is, God will do it if you'll be a believer and trust him tonight in all thy ways. Acknowledge him tonight. Brother, he is the one that directs your path. He'll answer your prayers. Hey, thank God there's grace and there's strength and there's source of God tonight in that. That we can, thank God, give glory to him and get something from him tonight. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. When you don't know what to do, acknowledge him. Amen. When you don't know, ain't God, what to say, acknowledge him. Ain't God, with my friend, I'm telling you tonight, he's the best. Amen. He's the best that you can look to tonight. I'm telling you, ain't nothing hard for him. Ain't God, Sarah said, she left in the tent, and God said, is there anything too hard for me? Amen. Abraham said, will the God of all the universe do right? He will. Amen. He ain't never missed a beat. He'll never do wrong. He'll always do right. He's a sovereign God. He does it because it glorifies him. Thank God he does it for his glory and for our good. I'm glad tonight I can acknowledge him. I'm glad tonight raising young as you can acknowledge him. I'm glad tonight, thank God, in difficult times you can acknowledge him. He'll help you tonight if you acknowledge acknowledge him. He'll direct your path, thank God. You can trust him and acknowledge him. If you want to get in with him or not, thank God, look to him, amen. That's right. That's the only way you're going to get it. Amen. He said you have not because you ask not. Amen. He'll help you tonight no matter what you're going through. In all thy ways. Oh, boy, I've got to think about that, Brother Todd. In all thy ways. That don't hold nothing. That don't, all is all. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy paths. Amen. Thank God. I'll tell you, where's he acknowledging that tonight? Amen. I ain't talking about acknowledging the covenants of the Baptist church. That ain't going to help me, thank God, when I'm in a dark moment of my life. I better have somebody I can hook up to. Amen. I hook up to him, praise God. Amen. There might not be nobody around. I'm glad there's helpers in this ministry. Paul had helpers, but I'm glad when he come down to it, he said, praise God, our sufficiency's of God, yes, not of ourselves. That's what he said, praise God. He knew that too. Amen. He knew that too. He knew it. He knew our sufficiency was of the Lord. Amen. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Aaron, pray for us tonight. God help us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, never had this. Lord, we get in with this.
Right. Just a little thought.
God help him.
Bible says in Philippians 2, verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I was just thinking this week, you know, how much of him and how much of the way he conducted himself and the way he lived and how much of that's in me. And he said there to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And it talked about before that, you know, how that he looked for others. He put up others in front of himself.
Right.
And then it talks about after that, how he came to the cross and he submitted himself to the will of the Father.
Right, brother.
And surely that's the way I want to live. And that goes along with what you were teaching about and preaching tonight, that, you know, if we acknowledge him, if we acknowledge him, and I was just thinking this week, you know, every time I would get a little ill in my flesh, and it would strike my heart, is that the mind of God? You know, is that the mind of God? Is that what the Lord wants me to do? Is that how my Lord would have acted? Is that how my Lord would have done in this situation? And I know they come out a few years ago with that what would Jesus do? And I know they made money off of it, and it was a cliche thing, but, you know, think about it every once in a while. What would your Lord do? What would your Lord do in that situation? And if you really be truthful in your heart, what would your Lord do in that situation? And I think that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to live with the mind of Christ in us. The mind of Christ in us, brethren. Just to be led by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
To be led by the Holy Spirit. To do what he says when he says to do
it.
Yes,
sir.
You know, there's a lot of times he tells me to do things and sometimes I resist.
Yes.
Because it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense to me. It don't make no sense. But if you follow God, it works.
Right.
It works, and it works every time.
Yeah.
And I can't see that. And that's why it makes no sense to
Amen.
Me. Because I can't see down the road. I can't see what God already knows.
Right.
And it's not that God has a plan and he's trying to work a plan through
right.
me. He already knows what's going to happen,
right.
brother.
Amen.
He already knows what's going to happen. He wants a willing vessel to do his will.
Amen.
And I just want to live with the mind of Christ.
Yes.
I want to live with that in my heart. I want to acknowledge him in each and everything. I mean, I was reading this week, brother, back here in Psalm in chapter 62.
Yes.
And it talks about early, I'll seek you. And he talks about later on in that chapter how he's laying on his bed and he's thinking about all the good things that God's done for him.
Yeah.
And that's all day long, brother. And that's all day long. That's from you rising to you going down at bed, thinking about God, living in Him. Living in Him, living through Him. Let Him live through you. And that's where I want to be, brother.
Amen. Thank God. That verse over there, he said, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. That's right. He had no reputation. Amen. He didn't come to make a reputation. Then he said, him being a form of God, thought robbery equal with God. Amen. He was God. Amen. He said this. He said, and he became obedient unto death, even death of the cross. It's a mind of humility. He humbled himself and became obedient. It's a submissive mind, humble mind, obedient mind. He said, let this mind be in you also in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. That's right. How the Lord's mind was. That's the way our mind ought to be. Amen. Sure appreciate you being here tonight in the house of God. Amen. Let's stand. We'll have a word of prayer and be dismissed. Remember Wednesday night prayer meeting. Pray for them. It's on trips and people sick tonight. Brother Little Keith said his family's had some sickness in it and different ones. But I'm glad God never gets sick. Amen. Amen. Now, sometimes we have frailties in our bodies, and I'm thankful God's always the same. Amen. Thank God for that. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Thank the Lord and His goodness and glory. Brother Hip, you dismiss us in prayer tonight.